it's really important to have those quiet moments. We all need to do that. And our it's when we can be intuitive about our investments. It's the way we can be intuitive about our relationships. We need to go inward more. We're very much a materialistic, externalized kind of a country, and we need to get more internal and more intuitive, all of us. And we're going to see an expansion of intuition this year. And the U.S. Economy is going to hit a bit of a wall January 31st through March 24th, and next October also, September, October, but the holidays look okay. Next December looks okay as far as at least as far as the economy is concerned. North Korea looks, and it's interesting, Bin Laden somehow is involved with North Korea around the end of June through August sometime. There's a little bit of saber rattling right around that time. Florida looks like it's got some problems in September and October also.
How about Castro? Do you see anything about him?
No, I haven't. I haven't focused on him at all. I think he's a bye-bye, gone conclusion. I don't think he's effective anymore. But I think opening doors with Cuba would be a wonderful thing. I think it would be wonderful for the Cuban Americans, and it would be good for Cuba as well. Israel's got some problems starting August 26th through October 17th. Also, in Japan. May have some water difficulties August 15th, kind of the end of August, beginning of October. There could be some tsunami or some water problems right around then. And I'm seeing something strange in China, a belligerency coming out of China the end of February into the beginning of April. There's some military activity going on in China right around that time.
Roll over their own people again or something?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
You know, with what's been going on, I mean, this was an interesting year, 2006. Wasn't particularly a great year for so many people. You know, it was a strange year. So my feeling is that you believe 2007 is going to be even worse.
In many ways, it is. It depends on our own consciousness. You know, being a psychic doesn't mean just making predictions. It means giving people the tools to work with to get through whatever they need to get through. I mean, I read myself. A lot of psychics can't do that. I know what's going on. It doesn't always make it easier when I'm going through a difficult time. Or through a health problem or whatever. It doesn't make it easier, but at least I can say, oh, well, okay, I know. I know what's going on, and I know how to deal with it. But if you come from love and compassion, if you come from an openness, if you seek to work more charitably this year, where there's going to be a call for people to help other people this year. And if you do, you're going to be okay. And if you open your heart to other people, people of other backgrounds and whatnot, if you look at your prejudices, if you let go of old bad habits, things are going to work out for you. If you don't, if you're caught in your habits and your addictions and your difficulties, this could be a very, very heavy year. And you know, so unless America makes some changes in its foreign policy, it's going to be a heavy year for America.